fascinating Shaila Lahalacha that has some basis in a discussion rooted in this coming week's parsha. In the opening psukim, and the Torah refers in this week's parsha to Mechotei Beitzecha Va'ad Shoev Meimecha, the wood choppers and the water drawers who were all gathered together. So Rashi tells us, who are these Chotei Beitzim, who are these Shoev Meimim, who are these wood choppers, water schleppers? So Rashi tells us that just as we find in Sefer Yehoshua that the Givonim, who were really residents of Eretz Canaan, deceived Yehoshua into allowing them to convert and to be accepted as allies of Klal Yisrael, so too, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu as well, says Rashi, there were Canaanim who came to Moshe Lehisgaya to convert, and they also deceived Moshe as to their true origin. Moshe accepted them, but he made them the Chotvei Eitzim and the Shovei Mayim. So writes Rashi in the beginning of this week's parsha. So in Sefer Pardes Yosef HaChadosh, he quotes a fascinating kasha from the Panim Yafos, the Baal Hafla, who asks, how is it possible that Moshe accepted these Canaanim as Gerim in the Midbar? We know, not too long ago, Daf Yomi, Meseches Krisos, that to become a Ger, there's three requirements. There's Mila, Tevila, and Hartzoas Damim, bringing a carbon. At the same time, asks the Panim Yafos, we know from the Gemara in Yevamos, on Daf Ayin Beis, Amud Aleph, that for 40 years that Klal Yisrael were in the desert, Lo Noshva Lahem Ruach Tzfonis, there was a certain wind that never blew, that was viewed as critical for the recovery of someone who would be undergoing Bris Mila. And therefore, for all those years in the desert, says the Gemara, Klal Yisrael had not performed Mila in the Midbar because of a Sakana. So Dafka, those who left Mitzrayim, circumcised themselves before they left Mitzrayim. But until they came into Eretz Canaan, they weren't able to eat Korban Pesach because no one had Bris Mila. So asks the Panim Yafos, so if the Gemara tells me that all the 40 years in the Midbar, they couldn't do Bris Mila because it was a Sakana, so how could Rashi tell us that Moshe was Mekabel these Gerim, these Canaanim, they couldn't do Bris Mila? It would be a Sakana for them. So this is a fascinating Shaila that is discussed in Poskim. What would happen if someone wants to convert and because of medical reasons, doing a Bris Mila would be a Sakana for him? Is there a way to say he's an onus, it's not his fault, you can megayer him without Bris Mila, or not? Case in point, Paras Yosef HaKadosh cites from Yitzchak Zilberstein in Bnei Brak, who received the Shaila, one of the million or more of Soviet Jews who emigrated to Eretz Yisrael in the 90s. So one of them was terminally ill, and he decided that he wanted to die with a Bris Mila. Never had an opportunity for circumcision. Comes to Eretz Yisrael. He now realizes that his days are numbered. He's terminally ill. He wants a Bris Mila, and he's stubbornly demanding, I want to die like a Jew. I want a Bris Mila. And the doctor said, you can't do that. You'll kill yourself faster than otherwise. You can't handle the surgery of a circumcision. So, is he allowed to undergo Bris Mila under such circumstances? Is he not allowed to undergo Bris Mila under such circumstances? If it's a sakana, l'chora, you can't do it. So, if that's the case,
is that a given that Hatafas Dam Bris, in that case, also like Sakana's departure?
Hatafas Dam Bris is only sufficient if you already are medically circumcised. But this, many Soviet Jews were not circumcised at all. So, you need a real Bris Mila. So, as desperate as he was to get it, he couldn't, the doctors wouldn't permit it because it was a Sakana's departure for him. So, the Shaila is, then coming back to this Shaila in our parsha, these shovei mayim chot ve'etzim, these kananim, how could they have been nimol if it would have been a sakonis nefoshes for them in the midbar without the ruach tzvonis? Now there's a famous tshuva in the Achiezer, Chaim Ozer Grzensky, in the later editions, Chelek Dalet, Simen Mem Hei. He has the following shaila. He says, when I was in a particular location, not sure what this place refers to, Katrinoslav, nope, particular town, said there was a government-appointed rabbi, he says, who was willing to accept a ger without milah because it was a sakana for him to do the milah. And he figured this Rav Paskin, okay, honest, can't be mistaken himself. He can't endanger himself. He's a ger regardless. And Chaim Ozer says, there's no shaila at all, he says, even if the reason why he's not being circumcised is because of sakana, he says, there's no suffix. You can't convert without mila, period, regardless of what the justification might have been. And then he writes, he says, 20 years ago, says Chaim Ozer, I was in Berlin. I was staying, he says, by Sinai. I'm not sure what that refers to in Berlin. He says, I was staying by Sinai in Berlin, and I was invited, he says, to a chasna of a Viennese Jew whose father was Jewish, his mother was not Jewish. So his parents were intermarried. And this father who had this non-Jewish wife, he did bris milah on two of his kids. They died as a result of the bris milah. Okay, so normally you do bris milah on two sons and Nebuch, they both pass away. So meitzu echav machmas milah, you don't do the milah on the third. But here, Chaim Ozer said, if your mother was not Jewish, even if your two brothers died because of Mila, and that's why you couldn't do Bris Mila yourself, it doesn't make you Jewish. You can't be Mizgayer without Bris Mila, even if the reason for not being Nimol is because of a Sakana. Doesn't help. Why? So Chaim Ozer writes, because when it comes to a Ger, a Mila is Me'etzem Hagerus. It's me'etzem hagerus. This is a critical part of the gerus process. If you can't do it, you can't become a ger. Doesn't work. Chaim Ozer Reis says, there's no suffix about this whatsoever. Tzvi Pesach Frank as well, and Tshuva in Har Tzvi, has a discussion of this shaila. Quoted in Hadras Kodesh, Simen Mem Gimel. He says, there's a famous machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. What happens if you have an individual who couldn't undergo bris milah because meisu echov machmas milah? Is he allowed to eat truma or not? Ordinarily, an orel cannot eat truma. Let's say the reason for the individual not being circumcised is not his fault. It's because meisu echov machmas milah. His brothers died from a bris milah, so he couldn't be nimol himself, couldn't be circumcised himself. So Rashi and many Rishonim say that even if the reason for his not being circumcised is because of sakana concerns, meisu echav machmas milah, he still has the din of an orel, he can't eat truma. Minatam is cholik. Minatam says no, that if the reason he couldn't circumcise himself is because of sakana concerns, he's not considered an orel, and he could eat truma. But even according to Menatam, says Rabbi Pesach Frank, when it comes to a ger, if his not being circumcised is due to sakana, that will not allow him to become a ger. Because again, it's part of the process of gerus. Mila is required regardless of what the justification is. Otherwise, it doesn't make a difference. Without Mila, you can't convert. Fascinating Svara, however, relevant to the Shaila that is mentioned by Rav Asher Weiss. This was published in a Kobetz Darkei Hora that his Basin put out on Geirus and Yoni Geirus about 9 years ago. Writes the following. he quotes these diyunim from the poskim that a non-Jew who wants to convert but can't because it's a sakana for him to be nimol doesn't matter, he cannot convert. But then he says the following. He says he thinks that such an individual would be allowed to endanger himself, to circumcise himself for the purpose of conversion. When someone's brothers die machmas mil, we don't allow the third son to be nimol because it can't be masakin yourself. Koch nefashos, sakonas nefashos. Says Rav Asher Weiss, but if the ger to be wants to take upon himself that sakana, he's allowed to. How could that be? Aren't there dinim d'araisa, v'nishmartim la'od l'nafsha seichem, etc., v'chaibahem, all those dinim that deter, that demand that we safeguard our lives and our health. So Rav Asher Weiss writes, says the following. He says, before he converts, he's still a guy. He doesn't have those dinim d'araisa of v'chaibahem, v'nishmartim la'od l'nafsha seichem. Now, granted, he can't commit suicide. That's not allowed even for Ben Noach. But to be machnes atzmo l'chshash sakana, he says, there's no iser before geirus. See, he'd be allowed to undertake that sakana to be mal himself if he so desired. And this svar as well is mentioned by the Panim Yafos back in our discussion in our parsha. How could these kananim be mizgayer if it was a sakana in the midbar to be nimol all those 40 years? So the Panim Yafos is the same svar. He says that if these kananim wanted to take upon themselves that risk, so long as they haven't converted yet, they'd be allowed to perform that mila, even though they're putting themselves at risk in the process because they're not bound by those dinim to araisa that require one to be always cautious to safeguard his life and to safeguard his health.
So Rav Asher then, holding the critical factor,
so if Asher Weiss quotes the Gedolei Poskim, Rav Chaim Ozer, Rebbetzin Lapanovizer, who all paskin that you can't accept as a ger someone who doesn't undergo Mila, even if it's because of Sakana concerns. However, what Rav Asher Weiss adds is that if the ger voluntarily decides, I want to take upon myself that risk regardless, he's allowed to do so. And then he adds a svara. He says, I think you're allowed to be Moser Nefesh, to become a Jew. Why? Because, interesting svar, he says, if a Jew is allowed and required to be Moser Nefesh, to give up his life, to avoid violating Gimel Aveiros Chamuros, Sheikhas Damim Gili Arayas Avodah Zarah, so then a guy can also be Moser Nefesh in order to take upon himself Lachsos Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. So, very fascinating svara. Now, he obviously cautions that it might not be the wisest approach for a Beis Din to encourage a ger to be to undergo bris milah if you know that it's going to kill him. It's not going to look too good if the ger dies in the process of converting because milah was advised when it wasn't medically advisable. That obviously is not going to result in a kiddush shem shemayim. But he says if the individual himself insists when there is a risk that he wants to take the risk upon himself, so a pidin, he's allowed to do so. Fascinating shayla halacha that again relates to this Rashi in this week's parsha of the kananim converting b'mei Moshe, even though it was a zakana in the midbar to do so. Kananim ben akash armas akash bruch tzak v'sas eshal picha chaver lamet tormet zeshnemar nochav etzlaman tzidko yaldil teravi yadir.